This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
At the top, if you need to listen to the stream there, powered by our friends over at MyBookie. We also have the Periscope up and running at Fox Sports Knox on Twitter and Facebook. Second Hour Smiles. You know the routine. As always, we do have the free Fan Run Radio app. Download that in app stores today, wherever it's sold for you, if you have to take us on the go. Hour number two, jam-packed. We got top four, middle four, bottom four we put off until today. Also, confidence picks for championship week. We'll be picking the Vols versus Colorado tomorrow as well. So, big hour here. Quick list. I guess let's talk about Colorado before we get out of this segment and come back with top four, middle four, bottom four. Talk about the 2-3 zone. Talk about what Tennessee has to do. Who needs to show up? Anybody else we're looking for that's been really quiet? What about like a Jamai Meshack?
I just don't think he gets enough playing time.
I mean, there's just not room for him to break into the rotation. Yeah. You know, there's too many talented guys above him, and it's only going to get harder for him to do that. You know, as Josiah James gets healthy, you'd like to see him be able to get some minutes in games like Tennessee Tech and, you know, games like Presbyterian. And he has, you know, gotten a little bit of playing time here and there. But there's just not a role for him this year. And I think, you know, at least right now, and I think he kind of understands that. Maybe if he continues to develop and practice, you know, he's someone that you can see later on down the season when depth, you know, might become more necessary, or maybe when someone gets banged up. There's just too many players.
Do we think that maybe Adu surpasses Urosh and takes over that, you know, second, third string center spot? Because, I mean,
he was a guy that I think it was obviously a very developmental kind of guy coming in. He could block shots pretty well. He was a good defender, and, you know, his perimeter game isn't that bad. But his lower body strength is not where it needs to be to, you know, really be able to compete at the Power 5 level, I guess at the high major level, nor is he advanced enough with his, you know, offensive abilities with his back to the basket. You know, that was at least what was said about him coming into this season, coming into the University of Tennessee. Now, I guess depending on how fast he can develop that aspect of his game, and, you know, we've seen him get spotty playing time here and there too. So, you know, if he continues to get, you know, take advantage of the playing time he does get and develop and practice, yeah, I think, you know, he has probably more upside than Urosh. So maybe he does, yeah, start to take over that role.
Yeah, maybe some other guys start to emerge over the course of the season here as we wind down at the end of the year, and we get some more guys, some more minutes, so we're even more add more depth as we hit conference play. I think that's the only thing I worry about. We came to the season like, you know, so much depth on the team, but then, like, you are seeing guys, you know, seeing rotations form and guys not really finding minutes out there. But I'd like to see some of these guys get some more minutes just in case some injuries happen, or just when you need that depth heading to conference play, conference tournament, and into March Madness. I think that's where I'm at on that.
But looking at Colorado in particular, obviously, I mean, they were a pretty solid team in recent history and last year as well. But they lost McKinley, who was their best player. They lost, you know, some of their key role players too, and there's a lot that they're replacing on their roster. Their best player is Jabari Walker, who's, you know, a little bit of an undersized forward. Mm-hmm. I guess not really undersized. He is 6'9". He just feels undersized sometimes. He leads the team in both points per game and rebounds per game. He's pretty efficient from the field too. You know, you look even when they've played higher competition, like UCLA, for example, he was still able to get 22 points and 11 boards. So he's a really impressive player, and I think he can cause you some problems tomorrow, you know, especially if some of your guys, if we get in any foul trouble at all, because, you still are trying to develop your front court a little bit. But other than that, you know, there's nothing overly impressive about Colorado. Again, you know, they're a well-coached team. And, again, they challenged UCLA just a couple nights ago. But, you know, they average about 12 assists a game and about 12 turnovers a game. So about a 1-to-1 ratio there. You know, they're not overly explosive offensively. They don't really have anyone, I guess, outside of Walker that can really take over a game. And their bench leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah. It'll still be a tough test for the Vols, though. Hopefully we win the coaching battle and win the talent battle. Tennessee comes in as a 6-point favorite on the road against Colorado.
Where'd you find that?
I thought that's what you had right here, 5.5.
No, that's
I just made my own spread. Yeah, I was going to say, we talked about it. We didn't have a spread yet.
I was like, man, did you find the spread?
I think 5.5 is a good spot, though. Maybe it might be a little less than that when Vegas puts it out.
Yeah, again, because they've really, I mean, you know, they've really made an emphasis on the on favoring, you know, home teams. Because a lot of these guys, first of all, you know, you have young players on this team that have never been in a real road environment. But then, you know, this was something that was talked about on a broadcast the other night. I can't remember which game it was. You know, coaches are a little bit worried about going on the road right now, and they really are trying to get, you know, get that out of the way in the non-conference slate, because with COVID last year, most of these schools did not have a real, you know, raucous environment. So these guys haven't really been in a hostile environment in multiple seasons, if at all, at any point in their careers. And they're, you know, early on, the home court advantage has been better than it usually is. And I think, you know, that's part of the reasoning.
Do we think, though, that, like, maybe a guy like Kennedy Chandler maybe faced some road environments in high school that are comparable to a Colorado?
No. I wouldn't think so. I mean, because he
would. I would think so. I mean, me, I would think probably he had not like a college environment, but, like, big games like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, he played in a ton of.
He played in a ton of big games, but not.
I'm just saying, like, it's not comparable to, like, a Kentucky or a Arkansas, a place that's known for having really good basketball crowds. But a Colorado, I mean, I feel like they're not.
Really. I think you would be surprised. Colorado, I think, has usually a pretty good crowd. I mean, even so, it's just, you know, I don't know if it's all that comparable to a high school crowd. Because, you know, where did Kennedy Chandler play again?
Sunrise, senior year.
So he played at, like, one of those academies, right?
Yeah, Sunrise Christian Academy in Kansas.
So, yeah, so, I mean, really, you know, a lot of times there aren't.
Before then, he played at Memphis East, right?
Yeah, he played in Memphis before
that. Memphis East, like, so, you know, you might see some hostile crowds there. But
state championships.
But,
and then he also played in the Worlds, or under 18 Worlds or whatever.
FIBA. I mean, that you're not seeing, like, hostile crowds.
Nah, not no big crowds there.
And you're not really seeing him with prep basketball either.
Well, it should be a decent game. Even though you're talking about spread, the total has gone under in 7 of Tennessee's last 10 games on the road. So that's something to look for if you're out there trying to place your bet for tomorrow. Probably a game on the under. Yeah, I can't find any odds, though. Yeah, like you said, they'll probably release those first thing in the morning or later tonight.
Yeah, that's what they usually do.
You know, for college basketball, yeah, I know that most of the time it's always just first thing in the morning. But I think Tennessee will do pretty well on the road. I think you do have. You talked about what the Walker guy. That's about their biggest score. I mean, I think that, you know, Tennessee's going to take it to them. I really do. I think this is the start of them really going on a run. Maybe everybody's starting to buy into Rick Barnes' system and starting to understand their roles. Starting to see the separation of roles as you get to the end of the get to December, heading into conference play, and that's good. We're starting to see Kenny Chandler's the leader on this team. A lot of nights he's going to be your leading scorer. Other nights it might be Vescovi. And then other nights it might be a guy like Justin Powell.
Bob.
So we'll look to that. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. That is our number if you want to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline. On the other side, time to go ahead and get into top four, middle four, bottom four, brought to you today by our friends over at Buckethead Tavern. Keep it locked here for more of the Blitz. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Blitz. White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Time for a little top four, middle four, bottom four, brought to you by our friends over at Buckethead Tavern. Buckethead Tavern located 8039 Ray Mears Boulevard across from the Target. Head on in, cozy up to the fireplace. Grab one of the 18 beers on tap. Get you a cocktail. Great specials as always. Today's special, $6 quesadillas, $5 tavern teas on the menu. That's all day long. Get over there to the tavern. Get you some the award-winning wings. GP3, he likes the Hell's Fire. He wants to go Psychosis next time he's in there. But get you some wings, some of the best wings in Knoxville. One of the premier happy hour spots, 12.
How much was the quesadilla?
$6. $6 dillas on Friday.
Pair That's it right. with one of the tavern teas. Those are good, too. I tried one.
Get you a tavern tea as well. 12 to 7 happy hour, 7 days a week. Your premier West Hills Bar, Buckethead Tavern. All right, time to get the top four, middle four, bottom four. Let's do it. Hopefully I don't lose this week. Charlie took the punishments as part of taking the debt from his LSU bet. So who's first up? GP3, you're first.
What do you have? What do you have, GP3?
I got running backs.
Right. Austin Eckler, Jonathan Taylor, Darrell Henderson Jr., Najee Harris is your top four. Your middle four is Leonard Fournette, Cordarrelle Patterson, James Conner, and Saquon Barkley. And your bottom four is Alexander Mattison, Eli Mitchell, Javonte Williams, and J.D. McKissick.
Wow, so, bottom four is really strong. Good job, Charlie.
No, that's not good job. That's just us tired of you complaining all the time.
Who's tired? You? Or I didn't hear anybody else but you.
I think everyone is.
I've done the punishments. I literally just said I'm tired of losing. I said there'd just be something.
It's not fair. These bottom four players are too bad.
And somebody agreed with me that week, too. It was just
we're all drawing the same names.
I agreed with
There's
you.
No way Thank it's you. Not fair.
It's like there was like too much standard deviation away from like the average to like the worst person. All right, Ryan, who'd you get?
Standard deviation.
GB3, you're first.
Saquon Barkley.
All right.
I got the man, the myth, the legend, Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler.
Like your favorite player right now,
it
too.
It is, yep. Isn't it? I got Elijah Mitchell. He's been hot, so I'll take that.
I got Jonathan Taylor.
Nice. Yeah.
Not too often when you get Saquon Barkley and feel like you got the worst running back out of the group.
Eli Mitchell?
Saquon's been not good lately.
Yeah, that is true. Am I next?
Mitchell's only been hot the last couple weeks. Yeah, go for it.
All right, I'll draw a wide receiver.
And who are those wide receivers?
I'll draw mine
okay,
first.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, oh, we just went reverse order on you. Uh-oh. Changing up the luck on GP3. Your wide receivers this week are Terry McLaurin, Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Hunter Renfrow, Hollywood Brown, Chase Claypool, and then your bottom four, Jerry Jeudy, Devontae Smith, T. Higgins, and Darnell Mooney. Dun, 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 dun. If I can ever open this, I'll tell you who my receiver is.
This has been my favorite player all year.
I can't open this. They're so tiny and my fingers are so large and unnimble. Justin Jefferson.
I knew I wouldn't be able to escape a bottom four. I got T. Higgins.
Hey, he had a nice week last week.
This week.
Let's hope Chase Claypool for me does good.
And I got Cooper Kupp.
Oh,
the best.
Oh, jeez. All right, let's go to QBs.
Not only that, not only is this a loaded week, but there are some amazing matchups too. The good teams are playing some really bad teams this week.
Well, that could be good. That could be bad.
It's true. It could be neither.
Could be average.
Quarterbacks. Your quarterbacks this week, we got, we got Tom Brady, Kyler Murray, who is coming back from injury finally, Jalen Hurts, Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins, Tua Tagovailoa, Taylor Heineke, Trevor Lawrence, and Ben Roethlisberger. So that's probably the least loaded position, honestly.
Tagovailoa.
Just not yeah. big
Tagovailoa. Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. Give me Talia.
And that's exactly who I got. Tua.
Tua.
Tagovailoa.
I still can't open mine. Okay.
I have Thomas Brady.
You like that?
Edward.
You like that? Kirk Cousins, Kirk. Baby.
Joey B.
Joey Franchise.
I love Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he's a dog.
I don't know why. I can't.
He's actually
but I
a Spartan.
I can't get over my love
Who'd
for
him. Who'd you get, GP?
No, I know.
Joe Burrow.
Joey Buckets.
Joey Buckets. All right. Tight end.
Tight end. dun,
that's what
dun,
I have right here.
Your tight ends.
There's no way these tight ends are as good as last week's.
Mark Andrews, George Kittle, Travis Kelce, Robert Gronkowski is your top four. Yeah, don't challenge me. Your middle four, Kyle Pitts, Mike Gesicki, TJ Hockenson, and Pat Freiermuth. And your bottom four is Zach Ertz, Jared Cook, Tyler Conklin, and Evan Ingram. Pretty good.
Last week's group of tight ends just for Thanksgiving Day were pretty good.
Yeah, too. Thanksgiving Day, just all the best tight ends in the world played. God, why are my fingers having such a hard time with this? Normally I'm better just like getting my fingers up in there.
You gotta like wet your fingers first, like when you're turning the page in the book.
Just like lick the fingers before.
I hate when people do that. That is nasty. That is a nasty sound you're doing. Please, please do not do that again. That popped in my headphones. I was like, what the hell is that?
You like that?
No, I did not
seductive.
Like Kirk Cousins.
Nice and seductive?
I mean, seductive to somebody, just not to me. All right, tight ends. I got George Kittle.
I got Mike Gesicki.
Kyle Pitts.
And Travis Kelce.
Can't go, be yeah, mad
these,
there.
All these lineups are nice. All
right, time for the flex pick.
I mean, wow, there are some still just great options out there for this flex right here. Shut up. I hate you.
Did he get another good one?
I assume, because he just went, oh, yes.
Did he hit you with a yes? It's kind of like whenever you like you drink a soda, you're like, ah. Anybody do that?
No, never.
Everybody's done it.
You have. Don't. If you tell me liar. You haven't done that, you are
right.
A liar.
You don't think I mean.
I believe you had. When you were a kid, I believe you did it.
You think I was just gulp, gulp, gulp.
Yes.
Yes. Everybody has done
everybody
it.
Everybody did it as a kid. You watched the Coca-Cola commercial. You thought it was cool.
No. I didn't do that.
I bet your mom's about to text and say you didn't do it. Like that one day. What were we talking about?
Talking about Disney movies.
Yeah, it's like, no, young Charlie didn't like Disney movies.
I actually did not watch them.
I know it's still weird, though, that you didn't watch any. All right, flex position, GP3, I guess you're first.
Scary Terry.
Scary Terry McLaurin.
I got Tyreek Hill.
Devonta Smith.
Mark Andrews.
I feel like somehow my team is bad. Somehow.
I would say somehow you managed to draw close to one of the worst teams you could have.
I'm telling you.
Ryan, read us your team, sir.
Alrighty, I got Tua Tagovailoa with Austin Eckler, Chase Claypool, Travis Kelce, and Tyreek Hill.
It's not a bad team.
No.
I'll take that.
Tua might be, it depends on how he comes
out. He's been hot.
Mine is Joe Burrow, Cooper Kupp, Saquon Barkley, Kyle Pitts, and Scary Terry.
That's a beatable team. There's a lot of guys that can throw up a clunker every once in a while.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp's good for like 30 points usually.
Yeah, like that's
and
pretty
good.
And
they're playing the Jazz.
Yeah, they're going to kick ass. Tom Brady, Elijah Mitchell, Devonta Smith, T. Higgins, George Kittle.
Lucky
me.
That's incredible.
Lucky me.
This week was loaded. And you still
Kirk Cousins.
Lucky me. Lucky
Kirk
me.
Cousins.
Still get the worst team out here.
Jonathan Taylor against the worst rush defense in the NFL.
Yeah, he'll probably have 5 touchdowns.
I'll probably get
50 points.
87 points from him. Justin Jefferson, Mike Gesicki, and Mark Andrews.
Lamar Jackson's favorite target.
I mean, wow.
Wow.
Pretty
there
good,
it was.
Good matchups, though. Good match. You have, I mean...
I don't try to. I got a bad
time. Hey, the 49ers have a good week. You're set.
Nobody asked you, Peanut Gallery.
Hey.
Tom Brady against the Falcons, Chance. That's not that bad, right? And then the Seahawks have the worst defense in the NFL in terms of yards per game.
I got them winning this week. As Russ, like, bouncing back this week and winning the game.
And then T. Higgins, I mean, you know, that Chargers secondary.
He's good and he has potential, but he's not consistent because I have him on fantasy teams. Like,
yeah,
one week he'll ball out, and then he'll go like 4 weeks where he won't do anything.
I mean, he's been better than that. If you look at T. Higgins, I have him on my. I mean, he got us both, what, like 24 last week?
That's what I'm saying. Like, he'll have a week where he'll do that, and then, like, you won't hear
this
from
year,
him for 3 weeks.
15, 16, 10, 7, 13, 13, 13, 3, 23. So, like, really, pretty solid.
Every other week, so this is probably the week.
It's not even every other week. It's every week, but one, where he had 3.5 points. And I guess, you know, he had a week that he had like 8, but still, that's not that bad. You're going to be all right, buddy. We're going to – you – this is your fault. You need to to summon better energy. We need to be together on this. We need to be manifesting
GP3. Let's hopefully
a GP3 loss. We're too busy focused on other things. We all three need to come together to manifest a loss for GP3.
I'm probably going to lose, and then I'll probably pull hot sauce roulette, and it's not even going
to
faze me.
Yeah, it's going to be something that he wants.
I hope you have to get a spray tan.
I'd get a spray tan. That doesn't bother me.
It wouldn't faze him either.
I'm going to start making my TikTok Sunday, by the way. I'm taking suggestions.
Taking suggestions.
Applebee's dance.
Yeah, I want you to do the Applebee's.
I was just mostly going to just shake some ass.
That's probably one of them. There's a lot of good ones out there, I'm sure.
Maybe should I just hit on like every trend?
Yeah.
Just sports gambling TikTok, real estate TikTok, stocks TikTok. I'm going to trade this pin and try to get a car in 1 week TikTok.
Until Mr. Beast gives me a Tesla.
Thirst trap. I'm going to definitely post some thirst traps.
Are you? Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. That's you.
You know that one that's like up, down, one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
I'm going to break out some seductive pictures.
Okay.
What if I just go viral?
And this is going to backfire on us, and Charlie's going to become like TikTok famous. TikTok
star. What if they invite me to go live in L.A. and star in movies with Adam Sandler?
To go live in one of those TikTok houses? You're
go live in the TikTok houses. The hype house? Is that what it is?
It's like the TikTok houses. It's where like all the creators get together, and all they do is make TikTok videos all day. That's all they do. Make thousands of dollars. So
a day, like thousands of dollars.
Yeah, that's
a
what
day.
I'm saying. Like thousands of dollars a day, and they
This is how I become the next great.
They just sit around and create content all day long.
This is how I become the next great comedic actor.
Okay.
I had one of my acting teachers tell me that one time. He's like, I think you could be the next great comedic actor, or even a great stand-up comedian.
Do you still want to act?
Hey.
No, it was just messing around. I mean, my next acting teacher after that one told me I should probably just not act anymore, and it's very clear that. It's not something I take seriously. So, you know, you give and you take. You give and you take.
Hey, there you have it. We give and we take. Top four, middle four, bottom four. Today brought to you by our friends over at Buckethead Tavern. 8039 Raymers Boulevard. Follow them online at BucketheadTavern.com or go follow the Facebook at Buckethead Tavern. All right, on the other side, we got to jump into Football Friday confidence picks. Keep it locked here for more of the Blitz and more Fox Sports Knoxville. Welcome back to the Blitz. I wonder if Charlie, you been naughty or nice? You getting some cold this year?
I think it depends on when and what portions I'm being evaluated.
I bet you Charlie never believed in Santa Claus.
No, I love Santa Claus.
Okay, Charlie.
Used to write him letters every year.
Charlie likes nice things.
And then I got into like a weird place where I was trying to catch him every year. I was just like,
you see mommy kissing Santa Claus?
I thought that song was about the mom cheating on the dad for so long as a child.
Me too.
As a child, I thought that was...
That is what it's about.
It's about mom and dad being Santa Claus.
I think 1 year I like left on the note, like, here's a camera. Take a picture of yourself if you're really, really...
That's a pretty good
That's
one.
Awesome.
That's actually pretty good. Take a picture of yourself if you're really real. I got you, Mr. Saint Nick. One for those pesky kids.
When I was a kid, they used to make like the coal bubble gum. So if we were bad, we would get the bubble gum that looks like coal.
Does it taste good?
Yeah, it tasted good.
Oh, that's lovely.
Really?
Did it taste good?
Yeah.
I always used to just get scratch offs in my stocking.
I got some scratch offs.
Started you at a young age with your gambling obsession.
Yeah, for sure.
your family's to blame for this.
Yeah, I was like,
they enabled you.
I was like,
when
6 years.
One day you're going to gambling rehab, they'll be the ones.
I was like 6 years old. My dad was like, "Here, Charlie, fill out this bracket. I'll put you in my work pick'em." And then I finished in like third place. And
did they ever prank you with like fake lottery tickets, making you think you won a lot?
Probably.
I have pranked somebody that is wrong.
It's
I've gotten
filthy.
Pranked by it before, like when I was like 14.
But
I got somebody before thinking they won like $1,000. It was pretty. I felt bad.
Anyway, probably like 95% nice, but. Definitely naughty if I'm watching my sports teams play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Letting off a few choice words. All right, time to talk about our sports teams, the sports teams that we're watching this weekend. Confidence Friday picks. Let's hit it, GP3.
behind the eight ball here.
Yeah, I was like, he did a little like scratching the disc back there, the ones and the twos. All right, first up for conference championship weekend, we got a slate of games here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 college football games. The rest are the NFL. Then we have the Vols and Colorado as well as the college basketball dog of the week that we will be picking tomorrow morning, and everybody will put it on the sheet. So first up, we got the Big Ten Championship, and that will be your Michigan Wolverines versus your Iowa Hawkeyes. Ryan, you're up first.
Yeah, it really pains me to say this, but I think the Michigan Wolverines are going to win the Big Ten Championship.
Maize, blue. I'm with you. I got Michigan.
10 points.
I got Michigan for 8 points. I left two out there. I couldn't put the full 10, but I think that they're ready, man. Like, Harbaugh's hungry. He's got this team hungry. This is his first time to finally fulfill some of the promises he made to Michigan fans upon his return to Ann Arbor. And Iowa, as they have turned it around, I don't think that they're going to be able to beat Michigan. Might be a low-scoring game, though, but give Michigan 8 points. Charlie?
I got a weird feeling about this game. Like, I just – when I thought it was going to be Wisconsin-Michigan, I figured Michigan would lose, but I just don't think Iowa's good enough to beat Michigan, even though I don't think Michigan's going to play well at all Saturday.
Just got to survive.
That being said,
advance.
I'm still going to take Michigan 9.
GP3?
Yeah, I got Michigan at 8.
You got Harbaugh at 8.
Yeah, Harbaugh. Harbaugh at 8.
Harbaugh at 8. I feel you on that, though, Charlie. Like, if it had been Wisconsin, I might have taken Wisconsin, but I just think that Iowa doesn't have enough in the tank. Next up, Baylor versus Oklahoma State. The Baylor Bears, Dave Aranda and the boys, going up against the Mullet. They had a big win in the Battle of Bedlam this past weekend. It propels them into the Big 12 championship. I got Baylor with 3 points. I think Aranda pulls off the upset. Or maybe it's not really upset, but Oklahoma State trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. But give me the Golden Bears. Charlie?
Oklahoma State every year always finds a way to just beat themselves, to hurt themselves, to take themselves out in the worst possible way. It's just what they do. And as much as I really want them to win this game tomorrow, I think that they probably just break their own hearts again. I'll take Baylor for 3.
All right, GP3?
No, I think OK State's been playing pretty well, and I feel like they kind of deserve this after being so close in the years past. Give me the Mullet at 4.
Yeah, and I'll back you up there, GP3, just because I like this Cowboys defense. They're still very good, very stout. And, yeah, like you said, they've come so close. This is the year they're finally going to get that Big 12 championship. I got them for 3.
Yeah, maybe this is the year. Next up, Wake Forest and Pitt. That'll be in Charlotte, Bank of America Stadium. I got Wake with 4 points. Think this will be a high-scoring affair. They don't play a lot of defense. Pitt's going to get – it's just going to be the flow of the game. But give me Wake with 4 and Dave Clawson getting an ACC championship. GP3?
Yeah, I'm taking the Pitt Panthers here. I think Kenny Pickett is just on a mission right now. He knows it's his last chance at a ACC title. No Clemson. I know Wake's been good this year, but nobody.
No Clemson, none of the notable names. I mean, it hadn't been Florida State in a while, but no Clemson, no Florida State, not a Miami, not a Vitek.
I mean, nobody's like, I know Wake Forest has been good this year, but nobody looks at Wake on the schedule and is like, oh, no, we got to play Wake. So I'm taking Pitt, and I have them at 2 points.
All right, Ryan.
Yeah, I got the Pitt Panthers as well, just because I think Kenny Pickett is one of the best quarterbacks in the nation, first and foremost. They have a pretty strong offensive line, they'll be able to protect him. And Wake Forest has – their defense has looked atrocious the last couple of weeks. Ever since they lost their undefeated streak, they have really been down to the dumps, and every single game has been in the over. And in this over, I'll take the better offense. So give me Pitt for 6.
All right, Charlie.
As you guys have mentioned, Wake Forest really just doesn't play a defense, but Sam Hartman is incredible. I think we're in for a very, very high-scoring and entertaining game. Take the over. I know I talked about how much I love unders, but take the over. And Pitt really hasn't looked all that great lately. They lost to Miami. They were losing against Duke before coming back and blowing them out. You know, OT win against UNC, barely beat Virginia. You know, Syracuse didn't look great. With all that being said, though, I still just think they find a way to barely outscore Wake Forest. Maybe Kenny Pickett has a Heisman moment. Maybe he locks up his QB1 in the draft. Who knows? I'll take Pitt for 5.
All right. Next up, Cincinnati. Trying to keep their college football playoff hopes alive as they take on the Houston Cougars for the AAC championship. I got Cincy and Luke Fickell for 2 points. I know Dana Holgorsen has done a much better job this year. And maybe they do lose. That's why I'm only putting two on it. But I think Luke Fickell and his guys can get it done. Ryan?
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you over here, Chance. I got Cincinnati for two. This is going to be a really good game because Houston is so pesky. And the Bearcats, they have slipped up on their way to getting to where they are, but they want this a little too much. It'll be a good game, but the Bearcats are going to edge them out. I got them for two.
GP3?
Yeah, I'm taking Cincinnati. I think this could potentially be Luke Fickell's last game as their coach, especially if they lose. So
if they lose, for sure.
Yeah, if they lose, I think he takes another job.
He's taking Oklahoma job. Yeah. If they lose, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to take Cincinnati because I think the players kind of have that same feeling. They know that this is their chance. They got a shot at actually making the playoffs with a win. So, give me Cincinnati. I got them written down for six, but I'm changing it to five.
All right, Charlie.
I really think Houston wins this game. I think Houston wins this game. It opens the door up for Oklahoma State.
Maybe even Notre Dame.
Maybe even Notre Dame, yeah. I still think probably a 10-2 Alabama or a 10-2 Ohio State would get in over 11-1 Notre Dame at this point, given how we've seen the community committee value Notre Dame. But since he's going to have a hard time throwing on Ahmad Gardner and Juice Davis, but still, there's just something that in my gut telling me Houston's going to win this game. I'm going to take Houston for two.
I hope you're right for the chaos. All right, and closer to us, the SEC Championship played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Alabama Crimson Tide versus the Georgia Bulldogs. I got Bama with 1 point. I know that's not a lot. That's not a lot of confidence in them. That's because of what Georgia's done. That's respect to Georgia, what they've done all season. But like we said when we talked to Phil in the first hour, I just think for some reason Alabama's going to find a way to win this game and have no doubt of being in the college football playoffs. So give me the Tide with 1 point. Charlie?
Yeah, Georgia's going to win this game by a lot.
I hope so.
The only thing that gets in the way of Georgia is themselves at this point. If, again, they let,
Or Henry Toto.
They let the name out. If they let the name Alabama beat them, if they let the situation beat them, if they let the pressure beat them, then maybe that happens. But I don't think if both of these teams play well, Alabama competes with Georgia. Because, again, they can't run the ball this year. And that makes them so one-dimensional. And if you're one-dimensional against Georgia's defense, you're going to have a very long day. I like Georgia for 10.
All right, GP3.
Yeah, I got Georgia with 10 points too. But I'm putting it down for 10, kind of like as a reverse jinx. I hope they lose. So I'm putting all my all my points into Georgia in hopes that they lose.
All right, Ryan?
Yeah, I got the Bulldogs over here as well. I got them for 8. Again, this isn't the same Alabama juggernaut that we've seen in the past, and it's now time for Georgia to be able to take that number one spot in the CFP.
All right, moving along to the NFL, Chargers will head to Cincinnati. I like the Chargers and Justin Herbert with 7. I think that they're second in that division behind the Chiefs. They're also close, like one game or a half a game out. But I like the Chargers and their offensive firepower compared to the Bengals. I think this would be it. Now, this should be a high-scoring game, right? This would be the one where you take the over, correct? Chargers,
yeah.
Chargers, 7 points for me. And Charlie?
I think the Bengals' defense is going to have a good day here. The Bengals are hot right now. Give me the Bengals for 4.
GP3?
I like this matchup. I think it's going to be one of the more entertaining games of the weekend. I'm taking the Chargers for 3 points.
Yeah, I'm also really looking forward to this game as well. Probably the number one game that I'm going to be trying to watch, whatever I can do. But this Bengals team, they are so complete. They're one of the healthiest teams in the NFL right now. They're hot. Give me the Bengals for 5.
All right. I think it will be an entertaining game, though. You're right, GP3. Next up, Washington travels to Las Vegas. The hot Washington football team led by Taylor Heineke. I'm going to take the Raiders, though, with 5 points. They had a nice win over Thanksgiving over the Cowboys. Give me the Raiders. And GP3?
I am agreeing with you. I'm taking the Raiders as well. 1 point.
I didn't know who the emails were.
I figured emails were Washington.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. You fooled
me. It could have gone either way.
I think Washington has even more emails than
don't know. And then the writers filmed it.
So the emails
that really did work for both.
I'll take Washington here. I think they continue to stay hot, get hotter. I think they make a run for the
last
NFC.
Three.
They make a run for the NFC East just because that's what we get in football, is NFC East drama.
Yeah.
I'll take them for 1 point, though.
Yeah, go ahead and give me the fighting Heinekes, too. Mainly, they're really hot right now, and the Raiders just won an emotional victory that they almost let it get away from them. No matter what, it's going to be a drop-off after last week. So give me the Heinekes. Give me Washington for one.
Next up, it continues to be rivalry weekend in the NFL. Ravens travel to Heinz Field. I got the Ravens with 9. We've been watching the Steelers. Big Ben ain't got anything. There's only so many dink and dunks you can do in a football game to try and elevate your team to wins. The Ravens are a much better team. They have a much better offense. They have the better quarterback. Their defense is slightly better. And I'm going to take the Ravens with 9. The Steelers are just bad. This will be the first year Mike Tomlin has a losing record in his career as a coach. Ryan?
Yeah, this is one of those that the Steelers have to prove to me that they're actually a team that can compete, that can even get above that 500 point right here. They are getting a little bit healthier, but the Ravens, they're going to keep rolling. So I got them for 7.
GB3?
Yeah, I'm taking the Ravens as well. They have a clear path to the number one seed in the AFC. Steelers are awful right now. Big Ben is, probably done after this year.
He has to.
Unless he signs a backup role just to be a mentor somewhere. But, I don't see how the Ravens don't win this game. So give me the Ravens, 7 points.
The Ravens are the most overrated team in football, and it might not even be close.
But they're still better than the
Steelers. It's not even close. You look at their last 5 games. They got blown out by the Bengals. They had to come back to beat the Vikings in OT. Destroyed by the Dolphins. A 3-point last-second win against the Bears without Lamar. So asterisk there. And then, you know, last week, they won the sloppiest game of all time against Cleveland.
I mean, objectively speaking, you could have said that about the Titans, too, when we had the number one seed.
Very true.
Not necessarily.
I mean, if you're looking at it without a bias, I mean, I think it could have easily
been. It would not have been like that at all.
We barely scraped by a few wins, lost to the two worst teams in the AFC.
Yeah, but we won 6 straight games against playoff teams. That's not the same. But regardless, back to the pick. Even with that being said, I think they have just enough to beat the Steelers. You know, I just think it's a bad matchup for the Steelers, but I wouldn't be surprised. You know, honestly, I think I probably put too many points on this. I have the Ravens for 6.
All right, 2 more picks. NFL, we'll do the Vols on the other side as we wrap up the show. 49ers travel to Seattle, the 12th man, another division rivalry. I got the Seahawks with 6. I know that sounds crazy, but I think Russell Wilson has a big game. And although they look really bad, I just think he has a big weekend this weekend. And they find a way to beat the 49ers. So Seahawks 6. Ryan?
Yeah, I got the 49ers in this one. I do believe that Russell Wilson will have his best game since coming back from that finger injury. But this 49ers team, they are winning a lot of games. Their defense is playing good. And they have some offensive weapons that will be able to guide them to victory. I got them for 4.
Charlie?
It'll be weird to see what the 49ers look like without Debo, given how important he's been in their offense lately. However, the Seahawks are terrible at defending the run. And there's nothing that Kyle Shanahan loves to do more than just run in a million different ways and let George Kittle be that lead blocker. I think they'll run all over the Seahawks. Give me 49ers for 7.
GB3?
I'm in agreement with these two. I think the 49ers win this. It doesn't matter how good Russell Wilson plays. That defense is just too bad. So, all right. 49ers, 6 points.
All right, last NFL game, Broncos-Chiefs. I got the Chiefs with 10. Chiefs are hot. Chiefs are looking to pound their chest a little bit and say, hey, you thought we were out of it, but here we are. Give me Chiefs 10 over the Broncos. Charlie?
I got the Chiefs for 8, I guess. We'll just do that, sure.
Ryan?
The Chiefs are back to their dominant ways. I think it's going to continue in this week. I got them for 9.
And GP3.
Same here. Chiefs 9.
All right, that wraps up Confidence Picks outside the Vols pick. On the other side, we'll wrap up the show for the week and give you our Vols versus Colorado pick. Keep it locked here. One more segment. Back to the Blitz, wrapping up the week, sending you off into the weekend, Friday edition. Now it's time to pick your Vols, your basket Vols. They will travel to Colorado. All right, I'll go first. I got the Vols. I say they cover their spread.
Just so they know, we chose the spread,
yeah,
what we thought it would be.
Yeah, we chose the spread.
I created the spread of 5.5. You can gamble anywhere up to 50 of your current points on the result.
I'm taking the Vols. I got an 80-74 win, and I'm gambling 30 points. dangerous.
So you think they cover this by a half point?
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently that's what I'm doing here.
I would have loved if you would have put like 80 to 75 instead.
Yeah. Like, yeah, apparently that's what I'm doing. By a half a point, they cover.
Ryan, you go next.
Yeah, I think the Vols are going to cover this theoretical 5.5-point spread right here, and I'm confident enough that I'll wager 10 of my points. If I had to put a score out there, we'll do 87 to 71.
Okay. GB3?
I'm taking the Vols to cover 5.5 as well, and I've got a pretty commanding lead in these point totals, but right. I'm trying to build it up even more. Okay. No layups. I'm putting 25 points on it.
Okay.
76-63.
Okay, let's go. Charlie, that means you got to
put
some points.
If you're going 25, I'm going 50. Can I go 100?
No.
Can we let me go 100?
No.
Just get together 50.
Can I gamble?
You could just go the other way and then gain 75 points if you bet Colorado 50. Because then I would lose 25 and you would gain 50.
Yeah, that's true.
But then that would require you betting against Tennessee. Which
ooh.
You'd gain 20 on me.
I could gain 75 the other way.
If you bet Colorado 50 points.
And that would...
That's you would very then, true. Then you would only be down by like 50 points.
No, then I would be down like... I could be down by only like 15, 10 going into the final week of our giant bowl selection.
But then if Tennessee does... win, I would take a 75-point advantage
over
you.
How many points are you putting down? You going to Colorado?
Now
it is a big swing.
You're making my brain hurt.
It's a big swing for you.
I know, but I think we win this game like 73 to 61 or something like that.
I don't know if I said my score prediction. I said 76-63 balls.
This is my only way to get back in it. But if I lose, then I'm for sure going to finish last. And what is our last place punishment? Do we know yet?
We didn't come
it ain't going to be good.
Come up with one yet, but it should just be you have to put all the punishments back in and draw 5.
That, I agree. We all agree. All punishments back in and you draw 5.
You draw 5? No, that sounds heck? Stupid. No, I'm not agreeing to that.
Wait, he just said that because he knows he can't lose.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you agreeing to? And you were like, yeah.
All punishments.
Chance was like, hell no.
It's one punishment. It's one.
Singular time.
We got to come up with a good punishment.
The final punishment. You draw 5, but you only have to do 3 of them. You get to pick which 3 out of those 5 you do.
I don't think that's cool either.
It's a season-long loss. So like, we've been building up to this.
Yeah, it's been a build-up.
What about you draw 5, and we put the 5 out there for a poll for people to vote on? That's better.
And then top 3 are what you have to do?
And then the top 3 are what you have to do.
Yeah, I'm picking 3 punishments.
I'm not
agreeing to that.
I mean, I'm probably going to lose. I'm probably going to lose.
You got to hurry up. You've taken the whole segment.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
We're almost done with the show.
We've got like 30 seconds.
You think I was going to pick against the Vols? I can't pick against the Vols. Give me the Vols. Give me 50 points. Give me 71-63.
50
points
on the Vols.
Go Vols. Beat Colorado.
Hey, that'll do it for us for the week. Talk Sports is up next. They got you from noon until 3. John and the boys. Hey, don't forget, get out to National RX in Farragut today. The drive will be there from 3 to 6. Toys for Tots. Bring a toy for a little boy. Also, bring one for little girls. They'll be out there live at Farragut.